What a price for this Benjamite to pay for the perverted small group of perverted men. They should have executed them. Then they didn't have to go through all this. Let me put that thing in our situation. If you don't deal with the sin, it seems like a small thing. It will grow. Are you with me? If you don't deal with the sin, it will grow and come to the point you cannot handle it. So you need to talk to God. If you have a sin, it's a good thing for you to, you and I, for us to think and ask God, is there any hidden sin that I need to deal with you? That's why the psalmist said, search me, O God, know my heart, see if there is any wicked in me. Lead me into the path of everlasting. Take time to do that from time to time, like a spring cleaning. Amen? Chapter 21, verse 1, please. Now the men of Israel had sworn on earth at Mizpah, saying, none of us shall give his daughter to Benjamin as a wife. Then the people came to the house of God, remained there before God till evening. They lifted up their voices, wept bitterly, and said, the Lord God of Israel, why has this come to pass in Israel, that today there should be one tribe missing in Israel? So it was, on next morning, the people arose early and built an altar there, and offered a burnt offering and a peace offering. The children of Israel said, who is there among all the tribe of Israel who did not come up with the assembly to the Lord? For they have made a great oath concerning anyone who had not come up to the Lord at the mitzvah, saying, he shall surely be put to death. And the children of Israel grieved for Benjamin, their brother, and said, one tribe is cut off from Israel today. What shall we do for those who remain, seeing we have sworn by the Lord that we will not give them our daughters as wives? Then they said, what one is there from the tribe of Israel who did not come to the mitzvah to the Lord? And in fact, no one had come from the camp of Jabesh Gilead to the assembly. For the men were counted, indeed, and no, not one of the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead was there. So the congregation sent out there the 12,000 of their most valiant men and commanded them, saying, go strike the inhabitant of the Jabesh Gilead with the edge of the sword, including women and children. And this is the things that you shall do. You shall utterly destroy every male and every woman who has known a man intimately. So they found among the inhabitants of the Jabesh Gilead 400 young virgins who had not known the man intimately, and they brought them to the camp of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. All right, give me your interpretation, please. Anyone? Huh? Yes, Mikey. It's one thing for us to go to the Lord. It's another thing for us to wait upon the Lord. Are you with me?
Yeah.
You have to wait until we get the answer from the Lord. Now, if you think that you got an answer, that answer must jive with the rest of the Bible in context. You cannot just say, okay, this is how I feel, so it must be from the Lord. Is that true?
No.
It goes a little bit against the Word of God, but I pray, this is what I got. It must be from the Lord. Am I? How about that one? Yeah. Yeah, like a 20% pregnant. Ladies, does it work?
No.
Folks, it is important that we need to ask the Lord. It's doubly important We need to wait upon the Lord for the answer. Do you know what city there? They asked the Lord next morning. Exactly. They didn't wait upon the Lord. As goes the one spiritual obedience, the bad, and so does the family, and one as goes the home, and so does the nation. I believe that the Lord was not pleased with the peoples of Benjamin because they still haven't confessed their sin or admitted that they were wrong. 600 soldiers were hiding. They were not seeking God's face. And they're simply fleeing from the winning army. Instead of getting a direction from the Lord, 11 tribes depend on their ways and to solve the problem again, as we just talked about. Israelites solved the problem by killing more people, more of their own people, and nobody from the Jabesh Gilead came to the war, so that means two things to do, Israelite. They haven't participated in the oath, and their city deserved to be punished by death. Wow, great concept. Eventually, in their worldly thought, the leaders provide wives for the remainders of the Benjamite. So 600 men got their wives. 11 tribes kept their vows. And the citizen of Gibeah was punished. And tribe of Benjamin were taught the lesson. And 12 tribes of Israel were saved. 600 men of Benjamin with their bride returned to the inheritance, cleaned up the debris, and repaired the city, and start life all over again. Everything is perfect hunky-dory, right? What is missing? Huh? No, they eventually filled the quota. You haven't read it, did you?
Yeah, they stole it.
Yeah, that's exactly. God, exactly. And all this stupidity and destruction happened because one Levite did not have the courage to stand up for what was right and treat his woman honorably. Once again, as with the one young Levite from the Micah's house, remember in chapter 17 and 18. And problems started with the individual disobedience to the law. And goes one's spiritual obedience, so goes the home. And once as the goes the home, so goes the nation. Once we kick the God out of the public places, I mean, in the United States, kids' grade fall, and kids getting pregnant left and right, having kids out of wedlock, and with that kinds of moral decay, and Satan introduced something great, marijuana. Everybody's smoking, everybody's feeling good about it. Do you know, little island nation called England went against China. This is around early 1900. England was conquering the countries all around the world. But people thought there is no way in the world England could conquer China. Do you know how big the China is? Do you know what they introduced?
Opium.
Opium introduced to, and then prostitution. Men got high and they got involved with the women, prostitution, and they got venereal disease. It was so rampant, so bad, the soldiers could not get up and walk. What good is it for the soldier if they cannot get up and fight against them, against the enemies? And that same method was repeated by the Japanese against Chinese soldiers. They lost again. For four times, the writer tells us that there was no king in Israel. And two times in this book, we find every man did what was right in his own eyes in this book. Today, there is no king in Israel because the nation chose Barabbas instead of Jesus. And remember, they cried out to Pontius Pilate, "We have no king but Caesar's." They would fight tooth and nail if If somebody said, your king is a Caesar. But they hated Jesus so much that they were willing to accept Caesar. And they said, we will not have this man to reign over us. And because there is no king in Israel, people were rebelling against God, doing whatever they please. It will be that way until the King, Lord Jesus, returns and takes his throne on earth. All right, applications. I have so many applications. Actually, there are five of applications that it took one page. But we can learn a lot of things from here. Application from this book. I'm sorry, my bad. When you're done, let me know. How many of you guys received the sermon outline note and sermon notes from me? All of you, right? Anyone don't receive a sermon note? Of course. What is your name, ma'am?
Terry.
Terry, okay. Welcome. And you too?
Me.
I sent it to you. I sent it to you. Check your email. If you don't see it, check your junk folder. And you can take a look at it before you come, or you can print it out and bring it here as well. Number one, God is looking for a servant. God is looking for people who are available to hear his word, to receive his power, and to do his will. If God calls us to serve him, it's not because we our ability or talent. If that's the case, God would not use me. Let's not look to ourselves, but to the Lord. Amen? I'm sorry, my bad again. Are you done? God graciously forgives and help us begin again. Why do I say that? Historical cycle of the book of Judges. Remember, they were with God, walk away from God, served the idols, and get whacked by God, and cry out to God, and come back to God. God forgives them, and come back to God. That's a vicious cycle. Assures us that God chastens when we disobey and forgives when we repent and confess our sins. It's too bad we don't learn from the failure of others and from our own past failures. But that's one occupational hazard of being a wicked human that we are. Hindsight, they said it's what? 20/20. People with a better hindsight learn from their own mistake. People with a really good hindsight learn from other people's mistake. Do you know why we have this Bible? So that we can learn not to commit the same stupidity again and again. And guess what we do? We do. Can I change the slide? God's word stands despite people's unfaithfulness. Judges in this book can accomplish what they were told to do because they believe in the word of God. Sometimes their faith was weak and imperfect, but God honored their trust and glorified his name through them. Remember what I said, it's not our ability, it's our availability to God. God's words never fail. If we obey it, he's faithful to bless us, keep his promises, and accomplish his purposes. If we disobey his will, he is faithful again to chasten us because he loves us and bring us back to the place of submission. That's what I call God's woodshed. How many of you guys been in the God's woodshed? How many times? Multiple times, right? Huh?
70 times 7, I guess.
Yeah. The pasture to my woodshed is kind of worn off. It is shiny because I went there so many times. As his children, we live on his promises, not explanations. God doesn't have to explain to us what he's doing or why he's doing it that way. How many of you guys ask that one simple word to God? Why? Right? Did he explain to you?
It's not wrong to ask why.
You know, to our children, we tell them, cause is not an answer, right? Have you ever said that your children's answer, cause? But God said that. Cause. And then he stopped. Cause, because he's God. He can do whatever he wants. And we are creation, his creation. Fourth application. When God's people are unspiritual, nations decay. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Am I correct? We don't become the light. We are the light and the salt. When the church ceases to be holy and obedient to the Lord, the salt loses its taste and the light goes under the bushel. I love this guy. G. Campbell Morgan, British theologian from the yesteryear, said, church did the most for the world when the church was the least like the world. Today, many churches have an idea that they must imitate the world in order to reach the world. They are wrong. I don't know how many of you guys have visited our nursery. That's a nursing mother's room. Outside of that room, there's a little sign. Nursing mother's room, or the cry room, I forgot which one I used. Only biological female are allowed. And I said, I put it on, I kind of said, thought, this is sad that I have to put this kind of thing. Because there's some sick pervert who will say, I'm going to go in because I consider myself as a woman. No. In my work for the world, not here. Church should not follow the world. World should follow the church. Nations don't decay and collapse because the people do the bad things, but because many Christians become no longer salt and light. God knows that sinners sin, though he disapproved of what they do. But he doesn't expect believers to act like a sinner. Compromising Christians not only hurt themselves, but the families and churches, but also contribute to the decay of the whole nation. Can I change the slide? The last application. God still blesses those who live by faith. Faith is not believing in spite of evidence, but obeying in spite of consequences. It also means obeying God no matter what we see around us or ahead of us or how we feel within us. Faith does not depend on our emotions or our understanding of the situation. Faith takes God at his word and does what he tells us to do. And some of you are thinking that faith is not believing in spite of evidence, but obeying is in spite of consequences. Is that, that's good. Did you make up? Did you make it? No, I stole it from somebody. I don't even remember. You cannot serve God without faith, because without faith it is impossible to please him. If we wait until we have perfect faith, none of us will do it. We never do anything for the Lord. He honors even the weak faith and seeks to make it stronger. Exercising faith is a lot like exercising muscles. The more we exercise, the stronger the muscle becomes. That's why I came up with the words pew potatoes. Have you ever heard that? In case you haven't heard, let me explain. Have you ever heard the words couch potato? There are a lot of people who sit on the couch watching TV and eating potato chips, and they become fatter and fatter because they don't exercise, right? I came up with that. I used their concept. There are a lot of people in the church pews who take the word of God, eat and eat the spiritual food, but they never contribute for the kingdom of God because to them, I don't feel like it. I don't want to clean the church. That's some lowly people's job. If you, the Jesus said, if you want to be greatest in the kingdom of God, what did he say? The least of all. Be a servant of all. Remember a couple of weeks ago, there was an announcement in the bulletin. The greatest position in heaven, opening, right? Oh, cleaning the church. If you do with the right motive, I don't want you to do, I'm cleaning the church. I want everybody to know about it. Here's my business card, church janitor. And here's my 8x10 glossy print. Do you want me to autograph for you? If you do that, your motive is wrong, so you are not going to get the reward for that. But if you're doing it quietly, without reward from the people, guess who's going to reward you? God. If you want to be the greatest kingdom of God, be a servant of all and be the least one. No Christian can do everything. But every Christian can do something. And you may say, well, I have a physical limitation. Can you pray? Can you really use a prayer warriors. The book of Judges. So what do you think about book of Judges? It was impractical or the practical? It's a profound picture of the current day reality. Amen? Let's stand up and pray.